The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gal Media station.
And here we go.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. And we need the disclaimer that says, from an ESPN radio perspective and Gal Media, the actions of Tyler Scott are not responsible. We are not responsible, whether it be Nick, Barry, or Joel, as we're filling in for the Blitz till Fred and AJ get here.
What on earth just happened right there?
Tyler came in like he normally does. He bogarted Nick out of the way, and he proceeded to play
the
wrong open.
No, he didn't do that. I asked him, what is the right open to play? He just accidentally put the Friday.
Is that one not labeled Friday? Is that does that not have the word Friday?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. To his defense, it really doesn't. It doesn't say Friday on it.
Oh, well, whoever labeled that is an idiot.
I mean, I kind of threw him under the bus already.
Well, run him over.
I mean, Tyler.
The Blitz. He's double riding you behind you, by the way.
Oh, he said you. He's double riding you, yeah, sir.
Oh, well, we'll live. It'll be just fine.
Man, he's.
I was
kind
of hoping you guys do one of those. You know, like the little. Remember when we did the little mock intro?
Yeah,
I was hoping you guys would do that, but you guys didn't. Y'all didn't seem ready.
Well, John's not even in there. I mean, the thing is half the elements that you give in the open of the show when they open the show, they're not here. Three quarters of them, and then Fred and AJ are on the road coming back. We had some issues, so they were supposed to be at Bombshells, but they're now heading back to the station, so they should be with you momentarily within the next 5 to 10 minutes. So in the meantime, I know all you people are already starting to tweet, going, they're filling in for you, and they're not as good. But, okay, we understand all that. But Barry and I are here. Barry's in San Antonio.
Speak for yourself.
I'm in the studio. Nick's
I'm
in the studio.
I'm way better than AJ. It over here. As AJ?
Okay.
You know he's listening right now, and he's going to crap
he is.
All
he's
driving, over you
he's
the
probably
second
going,
he walks into the studio.
He's probably, I'm like the, you know, you can go and get like Dr. Thunder and Dr. Pepper. I'm Dr. Pepper.
And he's
Dr. Thunder?
Wow.
Yeah, he's the Big K Cola.
He's a replica is what you're calling him.
Yeah. I'm Coca-Cola. He's Big K, which is actually the Kroger brand, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to say that on the show just to make
you feel
mad.
Good now?
I feel pretty good. You know, you didn't even ask me what was going on so I could say sports and stuff like that. I missed it. I'm
sorry.
Going to do that.
Barry, what's going on?
It's the jam of the day. No,
you're going to get in trouble for that.
I'm going to derail this for sure.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble for that.
Should I woo on their show? Would that make them angry? I don't know.
Barry, you want to talk some football?
Let's do it.
Yeah, there's football tonight. You
know
what?
Let's talk Rockets.
Listen. No, we can't do that.
Let's talk Rockets.
Let's talk Rockets.
What do you guys think about the third center position battle going on?
Jimmy Butler is available, you know, so just make sure you notate that as well.
Uh-oh. I do have some news and notes from the NFL that I know that they would want me to read for them that we didn't get to on our show.
Please do.
So because I know that they want to talk football on this show and they love footballs and they would never talk anything but football, and I think that their listeners should never let them talk anything but football. I've got some news and notes. Wide receiver Will Fuller of the Houston Texans was limited in practice on Wednesday with a hamstring issue. DeAndre Hopkins also limited ankle and thumb issues for him as well in practice of September the 19th. And if you didn't hear the news, multiple teams are reportedly interested in signing Colin Kaepernick. That, according to his lawyer, the teams that are being rumored are the Raiders and the Pats. Some other news, Eagles running back Jay Ajayi, his back is acting up. He was not able to practice on Wednesday, so he's considered day-to-day. Joel, you'll like this. Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones will play behind Williams and Ty Montgomery in his return from a two-game suspension. That, according to head coach Mike McCarthy. And Josh Gordon, who had a hamstring problem, apparently doesn't have that hamstring problem anymore. He was at practice on Wednesday. Looks to be ready to go. T.J. Yeldon out with an ankle, expected to miss a couple of days of practice, which is bad news because Leonard Fournette, also of the Jacksonville Jaguars, is expected to miss some practice. So there's some news and notes for you from around the league.
I mean, if you're the Texans, are you trying the Titans way? Without two tackles, you're starting tight end and you're starting quarterback. You found a way to beat the Texans, so the Texans decided, well, we'll just try it their way and just have both of our receivers injured going into the Giants game that we should win. How's that going to work out?
I mean, if you were trying their way, you'd go pick up a Giant off the practice squad, right?
Well, they did that too, right? Yeah, because they picked up the Texans' backup practice squad tight end. But look who just walked into the studio, Barry.
Who's that?
AJ.
The second funniest guy at the station.
His headphones aren't plugged in yet before you start railing him some more.
Damn it. All right.
He just said the second funniest guy at the station just walked in.
Oh, well.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, how's the Chuckle Hut?
Chuckling away.
You know what? They canceled the show last night because not enough people showed up.
Oh, no. Well, you and I have something in common then.
See?
We had this happen to us only about a week and a half ago, so it's contagious.
Yeah. Well,
I know you were ready to see some bombshells, and then that's not happening.
No.
Damn it.
I mean, unless Joel wants to take his top off, this day is going to be imminently disappointing. So,
well, you know what? It's about a D cup. So,
no, I got pancakes. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
Come on, get them straight.
D cups. Come on.
Here's where I just want to shut my mic off and let you guys do a show together because the people have been clamoring for this for many, many months.
Yeah,
now.
A lot of people have asked.
I'm going to shut up. I'm going to listen, Nick. Don't cut me off here. I'm just going to listen. But you guys have fun and do the blitz.
If Barry's quiet, the quality of the audio is going to go up about 1,000%.
Kiss my ass.
It's like Barry
this
and Trey.
This sounds so
first.
Good.
Barry you on his kiss on his my ass. Barry's walkie talkie. There's going to be no interference.
There's nothing wrong with this.
What?
Oh my god! I hate you. It sounds perfect. AJ,
we're breaking up. Roger, over.
I tell you what. I bet I sound better than you did in Vegas, jerk.
I can't hear Barry. We lost Barry.
No, you didn't.
Sorry.
Talking smack. I mean, the guy's here like 10% of the time.
I know.
Jadeveon Clowney's on the field more than he is. You got to save his Twitter to freaking Barry is Clowney.
I hate you guys. Laminac out.
Barry is Clowney. That's
Fred
actually
here.
Pretty good.
I hate you so much.
Fred's here, and on that note, I'm out too, fellas.
Yeah.
All right. Later, thanks for holding it down, boys.
You're welcome.
Fred, welcome. Welcome to Houston.
Man, I will say this. I want to apologize to all the Blitzers for us not being able to be out at Bombshells today. It's technical problems. We couldn't be helped. We'll get them sorted, and we'll get out there again. I know there were some people already there, and we're excited about the show. So apologize for that. But, man, that is a cool place. And I was really looking forward to hanging out there today and also looking forward to eating because I didn't eat all day because I knew we were going to be there.
Ooh, I ate at Killen's Burgers. Ugh. Because I was like, well, I'm going to Pearland. I'm going
to
eat.
That should have been the move. I should have gone to Killen's, but, you know, new client. I want to check out their food and everything.
Oh, I was going to eat there, too. that's the thing. I was planning on hitting up the double shot. But, yeah, as I pulled into Bombshells, I got the simultaneous text from Jong and call from Voldemort saying, hey, you might as well head back.
Yeah, I got a little excited because he found something that he thought was going to work. And I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to be fine. And no, it didn't. So, but if you get a chance, check that place. You know what else is cool? It's only like 15 minutes from my house, just a straight shot out 288. So, yeah, I was all excited and
No.
It's not a 15-minute shot from there to here.
No. God, no.
Especially at 3:30.
Yeah, especially that time of day. It was a little bit of a traffic ordeal to get here. And I do the same thing you do. I always try to beat Waze when it says 404. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm going to beat this. I didn't.
No.
Too much traffic. So, but now we'll set up and we'll get a show done.
We'll do our best. We'll do our best. We've got plenty of stuff to talk today. Christopher Harris will join us next segment. We'll have Rafael Esparza and Brad Powers on later in the program to talk some betting, particularly college football. So that'll be a good time. I did a deep dive into college football handicapping last night.
I've got some games I really like too.
I do too. I've got a couple things that I want to throw past Brad Powers. And Sunday, I'm still not finding a ton of games that I'm in love with on Sunday. I got a couple plays I like. Nothing that I'm crazy about.
But I got two that I feel really good about.
Okay.
I feel good about all my plays this week.
Well, we'll discuss them and see if you can't convince me into some of the ones that I'm leaning right now. It's still Thursday. You know,
I heard Friday as I was driving in. What was up with that?
I think Tyler put in the wrong one.
Man, that's twice this week the wrong one's been put in. The
first one was my fault.
The wrong start to the show has been put in. And it's the worst thing when I didn't hear him play Friday to start, but it's the worst when you play Friday on a Thursday. I feel like, A, that's disrespect because now you're tricking people. B, that feels like bad luck, right?
Yeah.
Not that our luck could get much worse.
No, this hasn't. We're not off to the best start today. So I sit here and try to find all my stuff. That's the other thing. You know, it's like there's certain things I don't bring because, you know, I'm going to be on the road. I don't need them.
Right.
Now suddenly I need all this stuff.
Yeah.
So.
What'd you say, John?
I'll let Fred get settled a little bit, and then we'll do stuff when we get back.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I mean, I could do it.
It's up to you.
I'm that good.
Fred can tell you about my bookie in his sleep.
I don't need to have the stuff in front of me to tell you about my bookie because – if you're going to play this weekend, and I know you are because most of you like to gamble a little bit, mybookie.ag is the place to go. And, guys, I've been using them now for a couple of years. It's the only website I go to. People ask me all the time, hey, what website do you use? And it's always the same answer. It's mybookie.ag. And they've got so many things you can bet on. You want to get in on your Astros? You got that. You want to get in on the college football? Got that. The NFL tonight? Done. You can even bet fantasy on there. They all kinds of options they give you. And the reason I use them is I trust them. If I put my money in there and I win, I know I'm going to be able to get it out. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and that's why I use them. It's that simple. So here's what you do. You want to get in on MyBookie? Just Google MyBookie on your computer or mobile phone. You'll get your account started. And guess what? They're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. All you have to do is Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, you want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a dinner for four at Chuy's. Originating in Austin, Chuy's is a fun and funky Tex-Mex restaurant that serves authentic and fresh food in a fun and funky atmosphere appealing to everyone. 15 locations throughout Texas, including a few here, and really cool place. Just confirm that we'll be at Bombshells next Thursday. So we've already rescheduled, and we'll get everything worked out. So once again, I do apologize to the Blitzers who went out there. And we're hoping to see us because I was hoping to hang out with you guys. and now I'm starving.
You didn't have time to drive through?
No, I didn't have time to do anything. And,
that's too bad.
And I've got plans right after this that don't involve dinner, so I'm not going to be eating tonight, basically. So, yeah, we're going to...
You want Subway?
You know what? That's probably a good idea. I'm going to have to send somebody over there to get me some Subway. But, yeah, I'm going over to Under the Radar has Drag Queen Bingo tonight, so a bunch of us are going for that. It's hilarious.
They don't have a food truck or something there?
They do, but it's not really my thing. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to send somebody to Subway. That's the plan. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You can actually get in today. I lied yesterday when I said it'd be your last chance. It wasn't an intentional lie.
Surprise.
Hey, weren't we supposed to have Christopher here?
Yeah. Oh, John forgot? Oh, boy, this whole show's a mess.
Yeah. We're off to just a crappy start. Guys, if you have fantasy questions, not just who should I start, because AJ does his rankings for that. Christopher has his rankings on the site. You can go look at that. So should I start this guy or that guy? Those are answered for you. But if you have good fantasy questions that will appeal to everybody else, you know, trend things, stuff like that, please hit us up on Twitter or on the text line. So there we go. All right, we got him? Okay. Let's go to our good friend Christopher Harris, runs harrisfootball.com. You can follow him on Twitter at harrisfootball. Christopher, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Sorry, I had a mouthful of salad there.
No, salad? What are you eating a salad for? Are you dying?
Well, you know, I don't know if the listeners know this, and you know I lived in Austin for many years, but I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, no. That's so sad. I always, especially when people are from Austin and they say that, because you're missing out on so much good food if that's the case.
Yeah, it's been about 20 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I guess good for you. I mean, good for me, too. So that's
More meat for us. Yeah,
more meat for us. Christopher Harris, the fantasy football expert from harrisfootball.com. Let's talk about tonight's game first, I guess. There's not a lot to love in this game, I guess. You've got probably one good receiving option on both teams and a couple running backs on the Jets, maybe one on the Browns. Who do you like? Who do you not like tonight?
I think I'm with you. We're probably on the same wavelength as far as Jarvis Landry. He'd be my star of this game, other than maybe the defenses. I could see my way through to using really either defense, maybe the Browns in particular. Landry feels just like he's got as much safeness as you'd want, as much floor as you'd want, like we say. And then, really, I mean, I think he's an almost unlimited ceiling. I think he could be, you know, a huge, in any given way, he'd be a huge producer. Quincy Enunwa is the other one that you're talking about. And, you know, I wish that the Jets offense aspired to more than Quincy Enunwa being the number one receiver, because he's just a tight end. You know, it's like he's a zone beater, essentially, right? So if the Browns are going to play zone and rush, then Enunwa can run a 7-yard cross and be open. But the moment anybody schemes him to man-to-man, like we're going to stop this guy, he's lost. He can't get open. So it makes me a little nervous to use Enunwa. Everyone else, yeah, you're sort of holding your nose. Carlos Hyde's fine. RB2 saved himself the past couple weeks with 1-yard touchdowns. Neither of the Jets running backs is guaranteed anything. They're both usable as sort of flex-type players. Njoku's okay, but yeah, it's one of those games where I'm sure you guys have said, like, if it wasn't for fantasy and gambling, I don't think we'd be paying too much attention.
You know, I picked up in one of my deeper leagues, I picked up Antonio Callaway. I don't think I'm going to play him this week, but we saw some of the flashes last week of what the guy can do, and he is an A-level talent. But it's just going to be a matter of what kind of role he has. And I think the Josh Gordon trade, he may be the biggest benefactor from that, because it looks like he's going to be the full-time number two guy out there with Landry. And I think there's a potential for him to get some touchdowns. Like I said, I'm not ready to throw him out there this week, but I do think there's a nice hold on that guy. What do you think of him coming up?
Yeah, I did a film study on him on the YouTube channel where I came to some of the same conclusions you're coming to here. I think it's probably a mistake to say he's automatically wide receiver two. They probably just have a bunch of guys. Everybody's base set is three receivers. Rashard Higgins will play and annoy us if we start Antonio Callaway. But not only did he make the crazy great catch where he shows incredible speed that should have won the game against the Saints, they actually had planned on giving him two reverses and a couple of outs where they're like basically – you know, really fast kid, get the ball in his hands. So I'm with you. Probably in league where there's some scarcity, say players owned in one third of Yahoo leagues or fewer, or something like that, so little deeper leagues. He was my number six ad of the week. I think you can, I'm not starting him. I don't have him in my top 50 receivers, but I'm willing to watch tonight. He's an exciting player. What's crazy is when Antonio Callaway is the more stable personality in your wide receiver comparison with Josh Gordon,
yeah. That is
not say much of Josh Gordon. Antonio Callaway's had his problems.
What do you do if you're a Le'Veon Bell owner right now? Obviously you just got to wait it out, but if somebody comes to you with a nice offer for him, do you make a deal?
Depends on your definition of a nice offer. I mean, I feel like you're sort of stuck because if someone's not offering me Jordan Howard for him, right? I would probably take that at this point. I would probably take anybody in the top 50 fantasy players, okay. not currently in terms of the scoring, but in terms of, like in my overall ranks, I have Le'Veon Bell for the rest of the season, something like number 50. And, I don't think that the person who's seeking out Bell is likely to make that offer now that it feels like, geez, it could be another 2 months. And just feels like, I gave terrible advice. I thought he was the number one pick. I thought, man, I remember last year, same exact thing. He's not going to hold out. terrible read on the situation by yours truly. And it's a shame for Steeler fans. It's a shame for fantasy fans, NFL fans. It's just such a thumb on the scales. It's just almost impossible, unless you're in a real shallow league, you almost can't compete unless you got James Conner.
What about David Johnson? What do you do with him at this stage? Is that another one you're just waiting it out?
I'm going to buy, to be honest. I'm going to buy. I use the Jordan Howard example, and it's not like I'm trying to, dump on Jordan Howard. I think he's fine. He's sort of a nice RB2. He's pretty safe. He's pretty stable. I would trade Jordan Howard to get David Johnson right now. I know the situation looks terrible. Things are never as bad or as good as they seem. They'll figure something out to be marginally functional. And to be honest, David Johnson is the kind of player who shouldn't be as reliant on situation because he's so well-versed and multifaceted, and they should be able to get him in space and throw him the ball more. It seems like it's just been sort of dumb game planning to this point, but the coaches are making nods towards the idea that, yeah, we get it. It's assuming a lot of risk, no question. So I can't promise you. That's why David Johnson's value is low right now. I can't promise you the result, but the owner who picks the person who's valued improperly low right now and makes the trade for that player, that's the league winner. And I can't tell you for sure David Johnson is that guy, but I can tell you he's on that list.
Who are some other guys you put on that list that you would say, hey, now's the time to go buy him?
That's a good question, and I have to come up with that list quicker because that's the subject of tomorrow's podcast, and I haven't come up with my list yet. But I'll say people that I'm thinking about potentially for like maybe Aaron Jones. And the reason I say that is because, somewhat the person who was hanging on to Aaron Jones was thinking, well, this is my moment. I made it through the 2 weeks, and Jamal Williams didn't do much. Yay me. But then the coach comes out and sort of says, well, no, he's a third stringer right now. So maybe you can get the person to buy. I think Aaron Jones is the starter there once the dust settles. So maybe you can get the person freaked out about the Mike McCarthy comment.
What are your thoughts on John Brown? He seems to be sort of the hot ad this week, and he's had a touchdown in both games. It's always been sort of a matter with him of if he can get on the field enough, maybe he can have some value. It looks like maybe he's got that now in Baltimore. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was a good ad. He was, along with Gio Bernard, probably the two most obvious good, should have been added this week and on the waivers. I still don't know if I think stylistically he's the right fit for Joe Flacco. It still feels to me, eventually, Michael Crabtree, the position guy, for latter-day Flacco, who's just bad and just doesn't take a lot of shots and is just conservative. I think Brown looks good in week two because they're getting killed and they got to throw it down the field. Remember, the long play that he made should have been an interception. Stupid defensive back, reaches in and somehow misses it. But Brown's touchdown in that game was really good. And I feel like as a wide receiver three, realizing that he has lots of weekly upside but probably a lot of scary downside too, there's a lot of receivers who fit that bill. If you want to put him in the Will Fuller category, for example, Texans fans know. I think that's fair and probably a good comparison because both of them continually have injury problems.
One of the guys that I think was high on everybody's quarterback rankings coming into the season, and me as an owner is now starting to question him and what he's going to be able to do this year. But Russell Wilson, obviously a giant bust last week, and I don't know if the more I watch these Seahawks, I don't know if he's got the weapons around him. I don't know if he's got the offensive line around him to really succeed in the way that he was projected to preseason. What are your thoughts on Russ at this point?
You know, now that you mention his name, I think he might be on that list for tomorrow's podcast. Because I think he's a transcendent player who clearly is put in a bad situation, no question about it. But he was in a bad situation last year. This is the same situation as last year, except no Doug Baldwin, which is a very big except. He's a really good player, and part of the reason why Wilson had such a historic season last year. But I don't think Baldwin is anticipated to be out all year. I think we're going to get Baldwin back in short order, probably not this week, but maybe right after. The knee that Baldwin hurt is the other knee from the one that he was hampered by during training camp.
Jimmy Graham was a 10-touch. He also lost Jimmy Graham, who was a 10-touchdown guy for him last year.
That is fair, but I don't know if you've heard this guy named Will Disley, but apparently he's going to score a touchdown every single game.
I know. I have him, too. I don't think he's Jimmy Graham, but I'll take it while I've got it.
Right. Well, so my larger point would be I actually don't – you know, Jimmy Graham is fine, but I don't think he's old Jimmy Graham. So you can find red zone touchdowns other places. I don't think that Wilson – I don't think we're going to look in October at Wilson that differently than we looked at him last year. So it is ugly right now, and this week I rated him outside my top 10, and it felt dirty because he's a really good player. So, but my advice would be hold fast, and actually my advice might be see if you can buy for cheap. And I think that's really, I think that's kind of doable because quarterback isn't that scarce. So the Wilson owner might just be like, why do I need Wilson? I got Pat Mahomes. I'm good, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, I still would rather own Wilson than Mahomes for the rest of the season.
Oh, wow.
As crazy as that sounds, because I don't know if you guys know this, but the Chiefs are, that's the fourth career start coming up for Pat Mahomes. It's not going to be like this forever. It's not. He's a gunslinger. The stuff that you guys experienced with Deshaun Watson last year, that's what Mahomes is doing now, right? It has its dark side. You know, it has that thing where all of a sudden he throws three picks and people start to question it. Whereas Wilson, it feels to me like will bounce back.
Where's your trust level now with Andrew Luck? And speaking of him, and they've got an opponent in Philly who's bringing back Carson Wentz. Where's your trust level with Carson Wentz, and how far away are you from those guys being full-time green light every week quarterbacks?
I don't know how you guys feel about Luck. I feel like I'm there on him.
Okay.
I feel like with Luck, sure, that's okay. That's okay. You know, I think he belongs in the top 10. Wentz is going to be higher than Luck as soon as he proves he's back for this week. I'm cool if people want to rely on whatever solution they were using just to make sure he's back. But I think they're both going to wind up being fantasy starters, and they're both players, again, I probably would rather own than Pat Mahomes, which is, again, feels like I'm just so angry with Pat Mahomes, which I'm not. He's been so fun and so cool, and he's made my Tyreek Hill calls look so good. But it's just the NFL. This doesn't work this way. You know, my history just tells me that it's bad analysis to say that Pat Mahomes is the number one quarterback in fantasy, that he's the best quarterback in the league. You know, it just feels like it's knee-jerk.
You know, speaking of Pat Mahomes and that Chiefs offense, the one guy who's really not benefited from the Pat Mahomes breakout is Kareem Hunt, who was, in most drafts, the first Chief taken off the board. And he's just not been very involved in the offense and at least hasn't done much with the opportunities he's had. Do you expect that to be the case as long as they have this sort of offense in play?
I mean, no. You know, the answer is that what's going to go wrong with Mahomes is that, you know, all 10 of the Chiefs' touchdowns are going to be passing touchdowns. You know, Hunt is going to wind up running some in because that's just how it works. It usually balances out. You know, the thing in week one, people were worried because Spencer Ware had a couple of plays where he looked good. I don't think we need to worry. I think that job is Hunt's, and for as long as it's his, he's not a top five talent at running back in the league, but he does really well. He's a super balanced runner. He's really hard to tackle. That's a good thing if you're a running back. I think Kareem Hunt could be a buy right now because touchdowns will come. It's just sort of the nature of the beast. You know, it's it's always a, you know, before the season starts, my party line to you guys is always, forget situation, we don't really know what these teams are, and then it turns out that's mostly right, and we get surprised. And then the temptation is to say, okay, we've got two data points, now we know exactly what they are, and we know more. There's no question. I feel more comfortable talking about situations now than in August, but I still feel as though, you know, just it's such a small sample size, and someone like Kareem Hunt, his playing time stayed the same. He doesn't look any different on the field. It feels to me like the wheel turns round, you know, and we'll get fewer Mahomes passing touchdowns just because Hunt doesn't get tackled at the one.
All right, that's Christopher Harris, harrisfootball.com. Check it out. You can also follow him on Twitter, at harrisfootball. And whenever people ask me, hey, where do you go for fantasy advice? This is the guy. So just go check out his website, his podcast, YouTube channel, everything. Christopher, appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I feel like I gave some contrarian takes here, so I welcome all the the good people of Houston ragging on me, which I'm sure I deserve to some degree.
Honestly, I think your most contrarian take is that you don't eat meat.
Well, I set the whole thing up. It's called foreshadowing.
Yeah,
right?
I see what you did there. All right, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, got to tell you about dirt-free carpet, floors, and upholsteries. They'll take a beating in the summertime when the kids are out of school. And your carpets, they're not feeling as fresh as they once did. Take advantage of Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning's fall special. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100, and they'll throw in a free speed dry. Nowadays, the sleek, lighter-colored fabrics and carpets are in, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up. Get Dirt-Free Carpet's fall special. 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. Give them a call right now. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free Carpet. They're not using soaps. They're not using chemicals that attract dirt and allergens. Not the case. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning your upholsteries, floors, oriental rugs, air ducts. They'll clean the inside of your car if that's what you want them to do. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. It never fails when I say, don't ask this guy or that guy. Just go to the rankings and everybody asks this guy or that guy. So, for Cody on Twitter, AJ, both AJ and Christopher Harris have Roethlisberger ranked ahead of Russell Wilson this week. So
there you go.
You know, I listen, want to help the people. We love to help the people, but that's kind of why they do their rankings, is so that you guys can just go there without having to, you know, without having to ask questions like that.
Because I don't want to go back and check my rankings, because I believe it or not, I didn't memorize them.
AJ's rankings are on sportsmap.com, which is loaded with good stuff today, as it is every day. But today, even more good stuff than usual. So AJ's fantasy rankings are on there. We've got a column from John Granato. We've got videos all over the place. Really, whatever your interest is sports-wise, we got you covered.
Yeah.
Still have Lance's stuff from yesterday. Palillo has a video on the secret weapon for the Texans this week. Could be Eli Manning. Josh Jordan has his fantasy football under the radar plays as well. So lots of good stuff on there. And if you want to get Christopher's rankings, just go to harrisfootball.com, click on rankings. It's that simple.
There you go.
And you can figure out who you should start over who. And he does them each week based on matchups, so as AJ does. So that should answer all your questions about who you should start or who they think you should start. Doesn't mean you need to listen to them. I don't always listen. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, man, at least I have Juggy Trey going to get me some food now. So we got that going on. I'm totally out of my element now. I was prepped for a road show, was ready to go for the road show.
Yeah.
And then
it didn't happen.
And then what I hate, though, is the traffic coming back, because there's just nothing you could do about it. And I, you know, my opinion, I hate traffic. I'm completely unrealistic when it comes to it. It just, for some reason, that's the one thing that bothers me and stresses me out, even though I know it's stupid because there's nothing you can do about it. So yeah, I'm trying to enhance my calm. That's what I'm trying to do.
That's a good move.
Yeah. So Brad Powers will be 6:30 today, John. Is that correct?
Yeah, he has something with Fox TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from 5 to 6 our time.
All these pregame guys are going on Fox now. So, now that'll be cool. There's a lot of games. I did a lot of research last night, ran numbers on a bunch of things, and came up with some games I really like, which I always love asking Brad about, and also bouncing off of you as well, but including some old standbys.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on that Florida International train again, getting 26 at Miami.
All right.
Former Miami coach at Florida International.
Yeah.
I think that's a well-coached team, and I'm not that impressed with Miami, so I feel like Miami wins, but I don't think they're going to blow them out.
Well, I'll save mine for Brad, or for that segment, the ones that I like, but cool. I've got a few.
I'm kind of curious. I taught me out of this, but I kind of like the Jets tonight.
I kind of do, too, and I know most people are saying Browns. I'm just not. I understand the Browns have played well the first 2 weeks. They still haven't won a game. And correct me if I'm wrong, but to cover 3 points, they have to win the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think on the surface, it looks good that they've played well. But let's be honest, the Steelers are a train wreck right now. And the Saints are not playing very good football either. So it's not like those are that impressive of non-wins.
And I'm not saying the Jets are a good team. I think they're pretty bad. But I'm just not ready to give points with the Cleveland Browns. If this game was a pick 'em, man, maybe I would take the Browns. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson's
still the coach, right?
Hugh Jackson is still the coach.
Okay.
By the way, first time ever under the Browns, or under Hugh Jackson, that the Browns have been favored in a football game.
Wow.
I'm just not there yet with the Browns. And I know a lot of people, the Browns hype train was rolling early thanks to Hard Knocks, but it's not for me. Not for me.
Yeah, they're going to have to prove that they can win some football games before I start wanting to throw money on them. And I'll say the same thing about the two teams playing here this week. The Giants and the Texans both. They're not getting any of my money, either one of those teams.
Especially as a favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Giants getting 6 points actually doesn't sound that bad.
Except I've seen the Giants act.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't.
But, man, there's teams right now. If the Giants were -6 in New York, there's no way I could bet that. I won't bet on these teams to win games, much less give points, until they prove they can actually win some games. And if you're telling me an 0-2 team is getting 4 points, maybe we'll have a talk. But right now, what I know about the Browns is they're losers. They find ways to lose games. How many games have they won in the last 2 years? One? I mean, so they're 1-33 in their last 34. That ain't good. So for me, it's Jets or nothing. I could maybe the under. I could see the under.
Yeah,
working
I could see
out.
The under.
I don't think,
especially
this is
with a Thursday night
game. Yeah.
All right, 713-780 ESPN. Of course, if you do bet on the Browns, you're probably going to have to get another job.
Yeah, and you'll need one that pays better. My computer career could help you out. Listen, if you are not happy in the job that you've got, or you're not making enough money, or you just want a fresh start, My Computer Career could be for you. You could be doing something you love, making more money, starting your new IT career. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't even care.
because helping people start an IT career, that's what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week to get what you'll need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
7-5, right off the car, not the kid.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? You can play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the... Thank you, Trey.
Click on the thank you, Trey.
Yeah, click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week. A couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes, $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and happy hours every week, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m. Steven, the weather guy, says, just for fun, there'll be a crosswind tonight in Cleveland. Crosswind plus new rookie kicker plus Cleveland equals LOL Browns. Yeah, well, maybe they'll get better kicking this week. Who knows?
Also should help under.
Yeah, yeah. I feel pretty good about the under there. That'll definitely be a play. And A32 asking, and this is not a bad question at all, but could you guys explain how betting works real quick, like the plus and minus and over under? And I know we have a lot of listeners that don't really follow it. We talk about it a lot. And sometimes we just use it as a way to talk about the games. But over under is just like the total points for a game. So... if Vegas thinks that tonight's game is going to be a 21-20 type affair, they may make the over under 41. And so you bet on whether the total is going to go over that or under that. And then for plus minus, it's real simple. The favorite has a minus in front of their name. And the way I would tell people to look at it is, like, let's say tonight the Browns are a 3-point favorite. You're assuming that from a betting perspective, the game starts with the Jets winning 3-0. That's how it works. Basically, yeah. The Jets are trying to cover. They need to win or lose by less than 3. For the Browns to cover, they need to win by more than 3. Is that simple?
That's pretty simple.
And a lot of people asking about what do you think about FanDuel paying the $82K glitch bet. I think it's dumb of them. I think it's a bad precedent to set. But, hey, it's their money. They want to pay that.
The one benefit I would give them is it's good for PR. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and
new book, like it's
believe me, they've gotten more than $80,000 worth of publicity out of this. There's no question, but I also think it's a bad precedent to set, and I think, and frankly, you know, the guy got over on him. It's pretty easy to tell that. So, but you know, it's their money, and I'm pretty sure they just looked at it and said, "Wow, every radio show in the world's talking about us. We're getting probably $250,000 worth of PR out of this. Let's just pay it, and that makes us look good." But I would make sure that my books have no glitches from here on out.
Exactly,
because you know what's going to happen. People are just going to be sitting there looking for weird glitches to play.
Yeah,
and then they're going to say, if they pull it off, they say, "Oh, well, you paid this guy, you got to pay me." And then what's your defense going to be? Don't really have one, do you?
No,
you kind of have to pay him. So I think that's a bad precedent to set, but it's their choice. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And just a reminder, we're not at Bombshells today. We will be next Thursday. We had some technical issues, so we are in studio. But for those of you who are going out there, apologize for that. There wasn't anything we could do, but we will get back out there. Really cool place. I have to say, if you're going out there, you should just go out there and enjoy some of the alcohol, enjoy some of the scenery, try the food. Let me know how it is because I didn't get a chance to eat any while I was there. But we'll be out there next Thursday. That's the plan. And appreciate them having us out there. Just couldn't make it work today. And it's unfortunate, but we're it's okay. We're doing a show. And I want to thank Barry and Joel for helping out the first few minutes today. Barry is Clowny on Twitter, just in case you're curious. I appreciate those guys. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we got a lot of other stuff to get to, which we will do when we return.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Bill Advisor. Been telling you for a while about Bill Advisor. And if you've got a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, all your recurring monthly bills, you start out with a great price and then your bill went up. That's why you need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers. They'll reduce your monthly rates, not lower your service, just your bill. And they've been winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300 a year, or you're going to get every penny back. Still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 or $4,000. Start saving right now. Just text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information, and they're going to start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving. Come close and bend an ear. And I say,
you're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.